WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, fearless femmes. Jessica Lane here, your daily dose of motivation. Ready to get you fired up and feeling fabulous. You know that feeling when you just absolutely crush it? When you wake up feeling like a million bucks, ready to take on the world? That's what we're talking about today, fam. Cultivating self-love and self-care. It's not just a buzzword, it's the foundation for living a truly amazing life. And trust me, I'm not just throwing it out there because it sounds good. This stuff actually works. Think of self-love like that delicious smoothie you whip up after a killer workout. It fuels your soul and gives you that extra boost to keep going. It's about embracing your unique awesomeness, recognizing your worth, and treating yourself with the same kindness and respect you'd offer your best friend. And guess what? Self-care is like adding those yummy fruits and veggies to your smoothie. It's essential for feeling your absolute best. So, let's dive into 5 killer tips for cultivating self-love and self-care that will seriously level up your life. First up, practice gratitude. Ever heard the saying, count your blessings? It's not just a cheesy line, it's powerful stuff. Every day, take a few minutes to think about all the amazing things in your life, big and small. That warm cup of coffee in the morning, your supportive friends, that crazy talent you have. Write them down, say them out loud, or simply soak it in. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's missing to what's already amazing. And trust me, that makes a huge difference. Next, ditch the negative self-talk. Seriously, be kind to yourself. Imagine a friend talking to you like you're talking to yourself sometimes. Would you stand for it? Probably not, right? So why do we let ourselves get away with being so harsh on ourselves? Challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with positive affirmations. Instead of saying, I can't do this, try, I'm willing to learn and grow. That little shift in mindset can make a world of difference. Third, prioritize your needs. This is about setting boundaries and making time for things that truly nourish you. Whether it's taking a hot bath, reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or just enjoying some quiet time alone. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Fourth, celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge your accomplishments and celebrate your successes. You deserve to feel proud of yourself for all the amazing things you do. Don't downplay your achievements. Give yourself a high five, treat yourself to something special, or just take a moment to savor the feeling of victory. And finally, surround yourself with positive people. You know those friends who lift you up, encourage your dreams, and make you feel like a million bucks? Spend more time with them. Their energy will rub off on you, and you'll be more likely to radiate positivity yourself. On the flip side, if there are people in your life who bring you down or drain your energy, it might be time to distance yourself. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by love and support. Okay, fearless femmes, let me paint you a picture. You're having a rough day. Maybe that presentation didn't go as planned, or you got caught in traffic on the way home. You're feeling stressed, tired, and maybe even a little bit discouraged. But then, you remember those 5 tips we just talked about. You take a deep breath. Remind yourself of all the amazing things in your life, that delicious cup of coffee, and replace that negative self-talk with some positive affirmations. You decide to treat yourself to a warm bath and a good book, pure self-care. And the next day, you wake up feeling refreshed and ready to tackle anything. That's the power of self-love and self-care. It's not about being perfect, it's about showing yourself kindness and compassion, even on those tough days. When you prioritize your well-being, everything else in your life tends to fall into place. So, fearless femmes, what are you going to do today to cultivate more self-love and self-care? Remember, every small act of kindness towards yourself is a step in the right direction. Share your favorite tips with me on social media using #fearlessfem. Let's inspire each other to live our best lives.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.